I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. I got some bad news about my voice. That party wrecked it. It was lit. But the good news is, I can
sometimes change. Talk like this.
Talk like how I talk.
But the good news is... Oh, okay, so I can if I... I think I have to hold my breath in, then I talk normally. Is that weird?
Don't breathe, and you'll be fine.
All right, the good news is that I'm in the Hallmark itty-bitty line, and I'm going to get my blue snaggle tooth. And I'm here, finally meeting, in person. You would know him from the call-in shows. And from the internet. It's Tyler Westhouse.
Buddy, it's great to finally meet you, even though you don't have the voice that I'm used to.
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird, because like... Wow.
I mean, actually, I stay right on this side of this thing. Thanks.
Hallmark's hide a bit of United Security. That's good.
The Hallmark security is more intense than the security for the event itself.
No, actually, Hallmark is always at Comic-Con... They're very organized. I appreciate their organizational skills. How's Celebration been, buddy?
Celebration has been great. It's been a fun game of going to security guards and trying to let me into places that I shouldn't be and waiting to see which one didn't get the memo that I shouldn't be there. And then I just take advantage of that. But it's been going pretty well so far.
Oh my God, you've got opposite shoes.
Aren't those awesome?
They are. You've got one's R2 and one's C-3PO. Are they custom painted?
They are. They're from Etsy.
Ah, little Etsy gangster.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself to everyone.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm Tyler Westhouse's girlfriend. I'm just tagging along today.
they've been kissing all the time.
Not really.
That's all we do.
No. Okay. Well, no, but that's fine too, I guess.
I'm also celibate.
Really?
No comment? Okay.
So what's your highlight been so far, buddy?
Oh, man. The highlight might be the 40th, yes. Not the 40th. The Last Jedi yesterday. We were at the very front of the Star Wars show stage. Hayden Christensen came out, actually. Started talking to fans. He had a T-shirt cannon. Started firing it off. And he looked like he was really, really enjoying it. Because every picture and every video I've seen of him up until that point, he just has looked miserable and scared the entire time.
Really? I think he's just got this sheepish grin. And I have to say, when he came out for the 40th and smiled and waved and said, "Hey, everybody," I was like, my heart was a flutter.
Absolutely. I feel bad for him because he and Jake Lloyd get a huge amount of hatred just for acting in a movie. And he comes out and he's instantly just ridiculed, but the fact that he got a warm reception, I don't think he was expecting it. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, but no one's been ridiculing him here, surely.
Maybe like a few people behind the scenes or just like not to his face, but there have also people been like making jokes and like teasing him by bringing like sand for him to sign.
Ah, that's all in good fun.
I'm sure it is, but it's still to the point where it's like, hey... The sand line was pretty bad, right?
No. That is funny.
I agree it's funny, but it's also just a lot of weird stuff. Did you see the picture of the person with the who dressed up as a lightsaber?
Yeah, that's... But, like, it's like this weird meme of, like, just weird, like, weird photos with Hayden. And his smile makes it so funny.
His smile of just, like, confusion or, like... It's like he's about to break into a teeth smile, but he's not there yet every picture.
All right, well, we're getting close to the line. I was so scared that I was going to miss out on this blue snaggle tooth because I've collected them from, like, on the podcast. I got my first one at San Diego Comic-Con. I've collected them all, and I was... My voice, what's wrong with my voice right now totally suits someone that's buying an itty bitty teddy bear and is very excited about it.
I think it's appropriate for celebration and for you. And I still consider you a friend despite all this.
Oh, God. All right, let's go buy my little toy. Oh, and last night's party was amazing. Everyone that came was the coolest ever. And how that I'm here now in a line to buy a little teddy bear is, that is the power of the force, you guys. If this was anywhere other place, I'd be asleep till about 2 in the afternoon. So let's buy a little teddy bear. Yeah. All right, you guys, I've put my itty bitties away. It's 10:35. I'm thrilled to have my exclusive blue snaggletooth. That is my anxiety over. That is everything I need to achieve at celebration done. And I've still got almost 2 days. But I've just bumped into Steel Wars listener Paul, who's got a bit of a collecting achievement of his own accomplished. How are you doing, Paul?
Doing great. How are you, Steel?
I'm real good, man. And you just hit up, you've got the Luke Skywalker exclusive Hasbro 6-inch.
Yes, absolutely. It was my number one thing for the con, exclusive-wise, from the major licensees. So, very happy to have it.
Are you feeling, do you have a sense of relief now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, that pre-con stress that you get where you're just like, kind of irrational, but you have it anyway.
I think it was worse for me because I was getting stressed over a limited edition, like, $6 teddy bear. Why am I have so much anxiety about this little teddy bear?
I mean, Hasbro's number one for me as an action figure collector, but Hallmark was easily number two. I mean, the blue snaggletooth with the vintage and all that stuff, and that's my wife's number one. So that blue snaggletooth, anytime you throw him out there, there's a certain hysteria that comes with that.
At what lengths did you have to go to have these figures at 10:35 on Saturday morning?
Well, I broke my ankle and was able to... I came in with medical. Otherwise, good Lord, who knows?
Okay, but let's just clarify. You didn't break your ankle to get the medical badge?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it was a complete accident.
Because you made it sound like that, like, before the con, you just got, like, your wife to stamp on your ankle, like, yeah, all right, my bone's sticking out of my foot, but I'm getting the figures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was total accident. But I've gotten that accusation a couple times throughout the weekend.
Dude, I don't know, man. You seem to be walking pretty well.
I've got some assistance with some medication that's getting me through here.
So. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I've tried day one without it and couldn't do it.
Okay. Wow. Well, maybe my ankle's feeling a little bit sore and we're getting a big Saturday night.
Well, we're right by this big door, Steele. If you need me to give it a little swing for you. You still got 2 days.
No, I think maybe I can get a medical badge for my throat.
Well, yeah, maybe, yeah. Sounds like you've been having some long days and nights, maybe?
Yeah, both those. But, like, I was on the brink, like, at about 6 o'clock last night, and then we had the big podcast party, and, oh, man, it was so fun, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to do a lot of sleeping on that plane.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if it was as fun as your throat sounds raw right now, then...
And where are you from?
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks so much for, like, saying hey, and thanks for listening to the podcast. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your celebration.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Steel.
Cheers. All right, you guys, it is 10:57, and we're at the Rebels panel. Let's find out what lessons Ezra's going to learn this season.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, it's almost 2 p.m. I feel like my voice is getting a little bit better, and we just went to the Rebels panel. We got one episode, and then we did the Rebels press conference, and I'm here with a long-awaited guest on the Steel Wars podcast from the awesome Full of Sith podcast. It is Brian Young. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? Your voice is rough. I feel bad even talking to you. You should save it.
Nah, you got to pay to play. Like, yeah. I feel like I've had so much fun in the past 2 days. Like, I deserve to talk like this. So, and it could be a sign from someone saying, you should probably talk less, Steele.
I don't think so. I want to congratulate you on winning Best Fanboy Host. We were both up for it, but I think the better man won.
I think, like, it's rad to be, like, just to be on the list. And, like, I know that's a very trivial thing, but there's only so much seriousness you can give it, sort of thing. Like,
I know somebody, very much so. Like, that podcasters in general, the community wants to recognize each other in that way, I think is great. Whether I win or not, it doesn't matter to me. As long as the community's help building itself up, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, like me and Jason did start a very brutal slander campaign against each other, but you know, that's what you got to do.
As long as you left me out of it.
What has been your highlight so far of Celebration?
You know, the highlight might have been the Last Jedi panel or the trailer. You know, for one, sort of feeling vindicated. I've been talking for a year about how I thought really Luke's look at the end of Force Awakens meant that he was trying to get out of the Jedi Order and stop the Jedi completely. I felt a little vindicated with that trailer. And I get to say I told you so to Mike and a few other people. And Mike, my co-host, who was not sure about that theory. And, you know, but actually, Mark Hamill's tribute to Carrie Fisher was pretty touching. You know, being there in the room, you could feel the warmth in the room for Carrie Fisher, and you could feel, you know, Mark Hamill, like, he filled that room with his affection for her. It was crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna go, and I had the wristband, like, I hooked up with a wristband, and then I was running late because we did the podcasting panel, and I saw it on the big screen, and I was like, I'm too tired to be sad. Like, the 40th thing was like, I was like, I've done my crying. I'll watch it in a couple of weeks and chill out, sort of thing. I'm interested with the Luke Skywalker thing. I think a lot of people would disagree with you because I'm a Luke Skywalker guy, man.
So what?
Yeah. But that's not what I want. Do you know what I mean? I just want Luke Skywalker to go, yeah, man, ignite the green. Like, let's go sort this out.
And I'm with you. I want to see Luke Skywalker pull out his lightsaber, but I'm not even sure he has it anymore, right? And part of it is, I think Star Wars has always been best when it gives us what we need, not necessarily what we want. Han Solo going into carbonite, you talk to people before Empire, I don't think anybody would have said, like, yeah, I want Han Solo to go away at the end of the movie, and we'll never know if he's going to come back. But that's what we needed. And I think Luke, in this way, when you look at the way they've been setting up, you know, when Yoda talks to Ezra in that cave in Rebels, he says, you know, it's important for the Jedi to learn how to win. It's not just winning. It's how we're winning that's important. And you look at how they're building that mythology.
The exception to that is in the podcast awards.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. But if you look at how they're building that mythology of the Chosen One and balance and the prophecy through all of the different media, whether that's the comics or the books, the cartoons or the movies, it seems like Luke really disappears because Kylo's turn, he feels responsible for it and feels like the only way he can stop that cycle is by just removing the Jedi from the equation completely. And I don't want that. I want Luke to kick some ass. But what I want and what the galaxy needs might be two different things.
What about this? He can go through his tough times, his indecision, but as a long-time Star Wars fan, would you feel robbed that by the end of Episode 9 that Luke Skywalker hadn't ignited the green?
Oh, he's going to. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I just have to butt in. When you said he's going to, I just, like, believed you, and I just got this, I was like, ah, the prophet is here, he knows, thank God.
Well, I think it was in London when Mark Hamill was talking about how he had... No, it wasn't in London. It was actually at Salt Lake Comic Con in September. He talked about how he had to train for a very difficult fight sequence that was like weeks long in the rain. And we saw a piece of Daisy with Rian Johnson there in the rain with her lightsaber. I can't imagine he doesn't have his. And even if he doesn't have his lightsaber... I could see him doing that wizard's duel sort of thing that Yoda and Dooku did. He doesn't even need a lightsaber. He's beyond a lightsaber.
Nah, no, 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 no. You can put your Harry Potter stuff, go back to Hogwarts. No. Saber on. Noise, swinging, me crying.
No, I want that too. I can't imagine a thing that would make me more emotional in... As emotional as it made me when Rey picked up his saber and ignited it.
Yeah, right.
Seeing Luke Skywalker ignite it and his face wash with green, I think that'll break me more than just about anything that could, because I've always wanted... Force Awakens was great, but it wasn't a conclusion to Return of the Jedi, right? Like, it wasn't that next chapter. It was that next chapter that leads us to what the conclusion of Return of the Jedi should be, right? Because Return of the Jedi is Luke's story, and Luke is so absent in Force Awakens. So this is Episode 8. I think I'm looking more forward to it than I ever did Force Awakens, and I think part of it is the hope that we are going to see that with Luke, because I am a Luke guy.
Sabers are built on hope. No, that's... I've mixed up quotes. Oh, I'm a fake fan. I don't know what's going on. What about going forward for the rest of the con? What do you got that you're looking forward to?
I'm going to go... I've got to cover the Marvel panel for StarWars.com, so you can check out my coverage on StarWars.com of the Marvel panel and the 501st parties tonight. So that's always fun. The parties at Celebration are always a lot of fun, whether that was the Carrie Gala or, you know, there's just a lot of things to do, and you're meeting a lot of Star Wars fans from... it's weird, like, Star Wars fandom is usually just this construct inside my phone, and here it's come to life, right? And that's what's so great about all the parties. Like, it's just, you get to meet everybody, put faces to names. Like, this is the first time we met. Like, we met for the first time 5 minutes before we started this.
I think it's really funny when people introduce themselves like, I'm Jedi Rock 76.
Yeah. I've had a lot of that where people introduce themselves by their Twitter handles, because I won't recognize their name at all, but I will recognize their Twitter handle.
Yeah, yeah, it's like we're inside the internet. This is like Star Wars' version of Tron.
Yeah. we fight for the users.
Fight for the content. Well, man, it was great to get you on, and we'll have to do... I'd love to do like a full interview episode with you one time, and
absolutely anytime.
I enjoy your ideas. I wanted to... I've got some Jar Jar chat to have with you that I've been looking forward to. I was very interested the other day that I saw you tweet that you feel like Star Wars is being made for you.
I think that's the great thing about Star Wars, is that it's... Star Wars is for everybody, but the way it's personalized, the way I mean, like, you're talking about when you're talking about how it will make you feel when you see Luke Skywalker ignite his lightsaber. That's them making Star Wars for you. You know, every time you... I mean, we just got out of that Rebels episode, right? And that realization at the end of the episode of what exactly happened, I won't spoil anything, but didn't it give you the chills? Like, it made you feel, and I feel like they're making that for me, but if it made you feel the same way, they're making it for you too.
It was really funny because I was sitting next to someone from Disney that hadn't seen Rebels before, and I was sort of explaining it, and then at the end with what happened, she just goes, oh, that's pretty dark.
And that's not even the darkest thing we've seen on Rebels. Like, it was pretty dark though, and I season 4 being the last, I can't imagine it's going to get cheerier.
What did you think about that, that it was like the season 4? I was like, I like, and it's not a diss on the show, but I was glad that it was like they're not going to overstep the timeline and not sort of stretch it out.
Well, I think for me, on one hand, I'm disappointed because I really love the show, and I think there's more stories with the characters that they could tell. But on the other hand, I know that they are going to be telling those stories, right? Whether we get General Syndulla in Rogue One or even the Freemaker Adventures, whether we've got Sabine on Forces of Destiny, we're going to have other looks at these characters. And to allow someone like Dave Filoni to have the ending he wants to the show, to put that cap on it, I think is going to be really important. you look at Clone Wars from season one, from the movie to Ahsoka leaving the Order, and it's this beautiful work of art, this huge arc that goes from one end of the to the other. And I think Rebels can be that way. If we watch from that first Spark of Rebellion movie all the way to the end of season four, I hope that we have that feeling that we've just consumed, taken as a whole, a piece of art that couldn't be told any other way. And if it needs to end for us to have that cap on it, I'm going to live with that. Like I said, they give us what we need, not necessarily what we want.
Yeah, and there's also the thing of, like, when something ends, something else probably starts.
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation. Even in line for the press conference, I heard speculation all the way up and down the line because Filoni in the panel said, you know, this is not stopping any of the work we're doing in animation. That maybe, you know, we've had a prequel era cartoon show, we've got a classic trilogy era cartoon show, where's next to go? It's the sequel trilogy. So maybe we'll fill in those gaps between 6 and 7, but who knows for sure.
And as a perfect metaphor, like how this segment has to end,
yeah,
which may be sad because I'm sure people are enjoying it, but it does mean that the next segment can start.
Exactly. Thank you for chatting with me and talking with me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And I look forward to doing it more in depth.
We will. Count on it.
Cheers, man. Thanks.
Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying today's blog pod entries. And if you are, why not spread the word? Retweeting or sharing the episode announcement on Twitter or Facebook really helps us build up the numbers because it is a word of mouth recommendation. So if you could take about 20 seconds out of your little day to hit that retweet or share, I would so appreciate it. And if you haven't already, jump on iTunes and write up a sweet 5-star review that bumps us up the rankings and makes me feel warm inside. You guys have been killing it with the new reviews, so thank you very much. But if you haven't done your part, get on iTunes right now. And for extra visual content, by this time we will have all the 5 Last Jedi interviews up for you to watch on YouTube with Rian Johnson, Kathleen Kennedy, Kelly Marie Tran, John Boyega, and Daisy Ridley, which is youtube.com/Steel Wars. Now back to the action. All right, you guys, it's about 4 o'clock and we're gearing up to go do the Star Wars Minute podcast in a little bit, but I just bumped into Ken Knapsack from the Force Center and Jedi Council and all places on the internet that are fun. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I think you and I have the same look on our face, just this exhaustion meets happiness still.
Actually, I might go on this side. It might be... Actually... That's the right combo. Sorry, guys. I just had to walk. I've got a recorder, a coffee, and a bag of lollies. And I'm only a two-armed...
You need to be like Dexter, man. Dexter.
But then I'd need one extra thing to carry.
You don't need an extra thing to carry?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What are we saying?
I don't know, man. We're digging a hole. What's your highlight of the convention been so far?
My convention's been great. Working hard here with Collider Jedi Council and the Collider Video Crew. We had a lot of fun at the Movie Trivia Schmodown panel yesterday. I got to take on Sam Witwer, John Campion, and Jenny Nicholson, and Jeremy Johns in Star Wars Trivia. I may have won.
It was
own game.
I was wondering how that was going to be your favorite thing, like your highlight of the convention, but then the victory.
The victory was good. I'm very honored and I was surprised. Sam Witwer is a beast of Star Wars trivia, and I think he got a little exhausted. He's been running around, and I think I had a weakness, and I attacked the weakness, and it's good.
All right, what was your proudest question? What was your... When did you shine brightest?
The one to secure my place, we had to get into a sudden death, was what is the name of the Star Destroyer that was chasing the Millennium Falcon in The Empire Strikes Back?
And that is?
The Avenger.
Ooh.
That put me into a sudden death against John Campion.
Wow, those Star Destroyer names, I don't click with that.
I don't either. There's, I know about four, and that happened to be one of them, and I'll take it.
I should just say, just a bit of a theater of the mind, we are hauling ass through a very crowded Star Wars convention. There's stormtroopers, there's Gamorreans, there's slave layers, there's people just aimlessly staring at their phones, and then there's one idiot with a coffee, a bag, and a recorder.
That's, yeah, well, you know, and I forgot this was Saturday. I've lost track of time since I got here Wednesday, so this is definitely more crowded than I was here Thursday.
Last Jedi trailer.
You know what, man? I loved it, and I it was a different tone than the Force Awakens teaser because it needs to be this continuation. I love dark, grumpy Luke. I'm okay with this, and I want it. You know? You?
Man, I was just thinking you were going to comment on my mood, and you're like, I like dark, grumpy steel.
Well, dark, grumpy steel is pretty sexy in its own right.
I loved it. I can't wait to... I can wait. But I do look forward to, like, getting home and dwelling on it.
Yeah, because we were in the hall when you saw it. Right? So people were tweeting me, like, hey, I hear this voice. I mean, I heard screaming because that's all I heard, you know? So, I'm like you there.
Yeah, I got shown it, like, for some, like, a Disney video to record a little reaction. And it was like, I'd seen it twice. And then the third time was like... Oh, Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about, is that Yoda or a Yoda statue? I didn't see that the first couple times. I just was like, lightsaber. Ray's got a lightsaber again.
It was a tombstone.
That's what I think. That, right? Right? People were like, Yoda's back. How would Yoda be back? How would a Yoda, why would Yoda be watching? I agree with you there.
I don't know. Slim Shady can do it.
That's true. I think there's a Yoda gravestone, a Biggs Dark Lighter gravestone. Luke's been there thinking about his past.
I don't want to be mean, but I hope there's an Ezra gravestone too.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, sad. So.
All right, have a great rest of the con, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steel.
All right, you guys, it's 5:30. We just wrapped up the Star Wars Minute, which I just had the ball doing, and then I heard Ben, who was here, that was attending, and he said he went to school with Jake Lloyd. What, in what, like, years?
Let's see, I graduated in 05, and I think he was 2 years behind me, so it was probably 2003 to 2007, I believe it would be.
So, obviously, it's high school, and it's post the Phantom Menace. How is he, like... You know, it's so tragic and sad, you know how he's doing now. What was his, in your appraisal, what was his life like at high school?
I think he had close friends. He didn't obviously want to talk about Star Wars. It's kind of, I don't want to say ruined who he was, but it definitely wasn't something he wanted to talk about all that much. Kept to himself a lot, I remember that.
And... like, were people cool to him? Because, like, you know, I, at my high school, like, I wasn't in a Star Wars film, and people were pricks still. Yeah. I guess for me, we're at a Star Wars celebration. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and if Anakin Skywalker went to my school every day, I'd be like, oh, I wonder what class Anakin's going to be in today. Like, would you, like, walk past him and forget?
Sometimes. I definitely make point of knowing, like, if he was around, like, if it was just something where the whole school was there, you'd notice that he was there. One thing that I remember is we had, like, a common area in front of our cafeteria, and I was just kind of staying with some friends, and I saw him off in the corner with a buddy of his, and just kind of watching him, and his friend had a stick, and he grabbed it and was twirling it around like a lightsaber, and, like, as a Star Wars fan in me, I was like, this is so cool. Like, it's the only Star Wars thing he's probably done since he was in the movie.
And I guess it would have been brutal because there would have been films come out and then everyone would have been re-Star Wars. Was that during that time? Or
I think because Revenge of the Sith, I believe, came out as I was a senior. So I think since he wasn't in the movies, it really wasn't...
Oh, I just mean that maybe, like, because there was Star Wars fever that...
I think the first year he was there, I think it was definitely like, oh, Jake Lloyd, you know, the guy who played Anakin's here. And then I probably didn't want to heckle him all that much, considering it wasn't everyone's favorite movie at the time.
Yeah.
So I think after a while, everyone was just like, oh, yes, Jake.
Yeah, but it's such a, like, I know it's a, like a, it's such a, I don't know if natural, but a knee-jerk thing to do is to, you know, hassle... You know, some kid that was like 9 for being in a film you didn't like much, but it's there's better things to do in life. Like, and you know, you still see it today, like, you know, like the Ghostbusters film and all that sort of stuff. It's like, you know, get a life.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a fascinating story. Thanks so much for sharing it, Ben.
Thank you very much.
And what's your highlight of celebration been, apart from the live Star Wars minute thus far?
Just being here is my first one, so I think just soaking it in and being around a bunch of Star Wars fans. I think we only got in the stream rooms for the 40th anniversary and the Last Jedi thing, but just being around everyone when they released the trailer was just awesome. And I don't know why, but for some reason, whenever I hear like the theme song and anything Star Wars, I kind of get like trying to like, I don't want to cry because I just love it so much. But it's just been so awesome.
Just go with it, man. Yeah, no, such a feeling.
I should have. No one was going to make fun of me if I cry for it, but it's just like. So yeah, it's just awesome.
All right, cheers. Well, thanks so much for the story. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thanks.
All right, it's now 5:43. I was going to do you guys directly after, but then that guy that said went to school with Jake Lloyd, I was like, I need that story on the podcast. That was crazy. So we're with Alex and Pete from the Star Wars Minute. I'm always go paranoid after doing it. Was it okay? Did you have fun?
Yeah. Well, I always feel after we finish one of these things, I get that adrenaline rush of like, oh, now I don't have to perform anymore. So weirdly. But yeah, I thought it went great. We had a nice turnout, and Steele, you were great on the show, and yeah, that was great.
It was packed. It was loaded.
Yeah,
the room was full, which is great. Like, you know, if you took that same amount of people and put them in a larger room, I'd feel a little bit weird because it might get echoey, but it was, like, perfect for that, perfect crowd for that size room, and everybody was into it, and there were, you know, a lot of people, talked to people that came here just for us to do that. Well, I mean, obviously there's more for them to see, so they're having fun. Besides, they're not just showing up for the show and going home, but they, you know, they were excited to see us, and I think we put on a good show.
Yeah, the rule of comedy is get the most amount of people in the smallest space, and then you get fire marshals after you. What did you guys? What else have you guys been doing at the con apart from that?
Well, we went to see one panel, the obscure character Face Off from the what's the name of the show? Star Wars In Character podcast. Yeah. But generally, we just haven't had the patience to wait online for tons of things. So we've mostly just been walking around the floor and, you know, looking at all the cool toys and things like that.
Well, speaking of patience, you did sit through our live erotic fan fiction last night. Well, what did you make of that?
I was confused at first. But then once
confused at first, aroused at second.
Right. And then suddenly we had to go back to the hotel very quickly.
Yeah, you should definitely make that a regular feature on the every night, and end the night with a little erotic fiction, and send everyone off on a.
No, we always have to put it up like on the Patreon, so because we just can't have like just general people listening to that, because it's not even. I think it goes like there's explicit, and then there's
pornography. Yeah, I know. The wait staff looked a little bit confused, but they were like, "All right, well,
at least
they're telling us to drink first."
It's Florida. I'm sure they've seen everything in this.
And what did you guys think of the Last Jedi teaser?
It was a teaser, and it did a good... I mean, we were joking that, you know, we're going to see it anyway. They might have just said, like, Star Wars, November. Like, oh, yeah, all right. Or December, I guess it is, right?
What a killjoy attitude.
It's a recurring theme.
Yeah. no, I, like, you know, like a lot of people, I think we need to pore over it more. We just watched it basically like, two or three times. And I'm sure in the next couple of days we're going to go through kind of, you know, frame by frame. There's a lot of stuff that people are talking about that I missed in watching it. So I'm excited to go back and kind of look through it.
Yeah, well, poring over a minute of Star Wars sounds very on brand. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it looked, of course, exciting and fun. But like Pete said, like when you guys were talking about it last night at the live show, and you're like, that scene where, you know, R2-D2 is doing this. And I was like, I don't even remember R2-D2 being in it. So I just might have been in my celebration, like, you know, rush where I really barely even remember it. But it's still a cool, that opening shot of where it looks like the planet and her hand goes down and suddenly your sense of scale really changes. It was really clever bit. So
I enjoyed that as well. Well, thanks so much for having us on the show. You know how much I appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of the celebration.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and you enjoy the rest. What are you doing? What are you looking forward to in today's programming?
I don't know. I've sort of done everything. I'm looking forward to having nothing to do. I just like flopping around and seeing people, and I like those relaxing things. Like, I had such a hectic first 2 days that now I'm just like, I'm on vacay.
Sure.
It's good. Cheers, you guys. Thanks so much.
Hey guys, just a quick heads up that I've reloaded the Steel Wars merch store with new Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirts, Yub Nub t-shirts, I'm with Snoke t-shirts, and the Luke Skywalker tribute Have You Seen Him t-shirts. They are all screen printed, not digitally printed, on the highest quality AAA ring spun cotton tees. And while stocks last, all orders will go out with a bunch of stickers and a very sweet Your Snoke Theory Sucks lollipop sucker. So get clicking at steelwars.com.
All right, you guys, it is 6:40. I managed to catch a little bit of the end of the Hasbro panel where they had some exciting reveals. I love going to that one because they have they reveal stuff and on the big screen, and all these grown men go, whoa, and as one. So I enjoy that excitement. But there was a few special edition items for San Diego Comic-Con and the Vintage Collection re-release or re-going. They're starting that again. They had a Vintage Collection Rey Force Awakens figure. Got a huge cheer. But I am here with someone whose work I saw on the internet and tracked down. Did some investigative journalism. It is so late in the day and in the con, and I'm so tired. Every time I go to attempt a word with more than two syllables, I begin to doubt myself. But I'm here with Spike. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I am doing awesome. I'm a bit worn out, much like yourself. Now, I had joked, listeners would know, on the live episode with Bart and Michael, we did the Comedy Festival, I had joked that Hayden Christensen, the main thing to get signed would be a jar of sand. And then I see on social media,
I did that. I made Hayden Christensen sign a jar of sand.
I love it. I love it. And I was talking about this with someone before, and they were saying, oh, you know, it must be hard for him with, like, they mentioned the sand. It's like, it's all in good fun. It's a solid, like, it's not, like, you're not going up there and bullying him. How did he, like, break it down?
Well, first off, I was actually pretty close to the front of the line, so I was one of the first people that got to have something signed. I think that helped, but he laughed about it. He thought it was pretty funny, and he was super nice about it, and did not seem like he hated me outwardly, so that was really all I cared about.
But in the lead-up, were you, like, when you sort of, did you, like, go, oh, hey, I just, like, did you preface, or how did you introduce the concept of signing sand?
I just walked up, and I put it down in front of him, and I just said, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. As I knew, there was either going to be two reactions. He was going to laugh, or he was going to hate me. And I had no idea what it was going to be.
What about this? What day was this on?
This was Thursday. It was the first day he was autographing.
You're one of the first people in the line.
Yes, one of the first people that got up there.
Star Wars Celebration. People are overjoyed that Hayden Christensen has made his return. I was sitting next to my great friend Amanda Ward, who, when he came out on stage, teared up and started screaming. Spike, you're one of the first people through. You bring your jar of sand. Hayden just goes, F this, smashes the glass, flies back to LA. Had you thought about this opposite timeline?
Not until, like, I was about to go up there and I was like, this might be a bad idea. And then I had anxiety.
That's not a very on brand feeling. It should be, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, it was. I was then very afraid of everything. I was fine up until that second, but it was okay, so it's okay. It's fine. My worry was not a thing after that.
Now, do you have the sand with you?
Yes, it is in my backpack.
This could only happen at Star Wars Celebration, but I'm going to ask the question, can I please see your sand?
Yes, you can see the jar of sand.
All right. It's wrapped up in a 40th anniversary shopping bag.
From Del Rey.
Oh, where did you get the sand from?
It is from Michael's. I bought a jar and sand at Michael's because I live in Kansas and there is not sand there.
They sell sand?
No, there's not.
Oh my god. So it's got, where did you get the sticker? Is that sticker already on it?
No, I bought the sticker. I bought the sticker and I bought the jar, and because I thought if he just signed the jar, it wouldn't stay on there.
Good
so
thinking.
I bought a sticker, and then they put the little authentication sticker on it, so it's an authentic autographed jar of sand.
You are a pioneer. A pioneer. Where did you get the idea to do that? Or did you just like...
So the idea actually was not mine. It was when I got off work, a friend of mine who wasn't going to Celebration messaged me freaking out because Hayden had been announced. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. Maybe I'll go get his autograph or something. I don't know. I'm not usually someone who cares about autographs. And he and she, we were joking. We have a group chat and she was joking about, oh my God, make him sign a jar of sand. So I was like, that's brilliant. I'm doing it.
Wow. Well, I just needed something dumb to say at the start of a live episode. But you made it a reality, and I could not be more happy or proud of Spike.
Yay. It's been a trip because I thought that, you know, a couple people would laugh about it because nobody really took me seriously when I talked about it on the Star Wars Celebration page or whatever. And then I did it, and then it blew up. And I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like all the attention?
I'm sort of a more reserved person, but and also it's just kind of been annoying in this situation where I need my phone to get in contact with people and it keeps going off, but it's just Twitter and I can't tell if it's important or if it's Twitter.
I thought you were about to say, oh, it's really annoying because people keep wanting to talk to me about it. And I was like, oh, this is awkward.
Well, nobody knows it's me. It's not like I'm carrying it around being like, I have a jar of sand. Like,
I am the jar queen.
If I'm mentioning it, I've had some instances where I've been talking about it with friends and someone will walk by and be like, oh shit, that was you? Can I see it? And I'm like, yeah, it's a jar of sand. But it's been pretty easy to not deal with it.
So if people wanted to give you unwanted retweets or likes on Twitter and drain your phone of battery and make you miss calls, where can they do that?
My Twitter is at drunkcub. So
how many retweets are you on?
I have to check. Hang on.
Because this is where we're different. This is the sort of attention I desperately want.
It's loading. It doesn't want to load because the internet here is garbage, but it was somewhere around 2000 the last time I checked.
Oh my god.
It was not fun. I don't like it.
So you must be the crown queen of Reddit at the moment.
I posted it on Reddit. I don't know where it went, so I think someone might have taken it down from the Star Wars page, but...
How dare they?
I don't know. I don't really use Reddit either.
Okay, well, thanks for meeting up with us and chatting about sand.
Yeah, no problem.
And, have safe travels home.
Yeah, you too.
Jeez.
Hey.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed our day 3 blog pod coverage. Now, if you are a Patreon supporter, if you are in the content club, hold tight because in a couple of hours we'll be uploading our second episode of the Steel Wars blog pod After Dark. And this one, I think, goes for about half an hour, and it's all the late night shenanigans with all the crew you'd be expecting to have late night shenanigans. I know I put the first episode up yesterday, and people have taken to this interesting new format. If you have not become a Patreon supporter yet, here's the deal. For $3 for the month, you will get a RSS feed that you can paste into any podcast app of choice. It's very simple. It takes seconds. And you will get our full back catalog. And this month, it is pumping because we have got the full Making Star Wars podcast party mashup episode. All the separate shows, episodes, and the insane live erotic fan fiction live read written by Steel Wars' own Emily Lind and played by Randy Lagudice as narrator, Jason Ward is director Krennic, and as random woman, we've got Maud Garrett from Geek Bomb returning to the erotic fan fiction stage. I am on inverted commas sound effects, which has some successes and some losses. And if you are on the Patreon and you're new to it, go check out our LA Podcast Fest episode because we do another erotic fan fiction live read with the same players and it is as funny. But there is so much content, so much bonus content up there for you guys for just $3. So if you've been thinking about testing it out, this is a great month to try it because you'll be able to laugh along with everyone at the insanity of the fanfiction live read. And the whole Patreon thing, it is not a scam. It is just a way for listeners to chip in a little bit each month. So it totals up to an amount that I can afford the time to put out all these super fun episodes. And I humbly think I do provide everyone their $3 worth each month. So if you agree, join up at patreon.com/steelwars. I hope you're loving the shows. I'm loving bringing them to you. May that force be with you.
I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.